inside a studio at the Miami City Ballet. Dancers rehearse for a performance of the George Balanchine classic Slaughter on 10th Avenue. On one side of the room, waifish ballerinas warm up, while on the other side of the room, a burly 12-time Major League All-Star Mike Piazza waits for his cue. Piazza, who now makes his home in Miami, will make his ballet debut in a cameo performance on Friday.
What do you know about George Balanchine?
George Balanchine. Is this a trick question? You're putting me on the spot? Is this a trick question?
The retired baseball star may not know much about the famed choreographer and co-founder of the New York City Ballet, but he is learning all he can about his upcoming role as a gangster in the production.
Right in the theater, huh?
You'll be sitting in my seat. After you shoot him, you could get out. No one will notice you.
Gotcha, pal.
The 6'3" Piazza is dressed to the nines and donning a fedora. He's performing at the request of his 6-year-old ballerina daughter, Nicoletta. Through her, he's learned that athletes are athletes, no matter what shape, size, or sport.
There's no question it's an athletic movement, and the strength and the discipline, and they're unbelievable athletes. I mean, probably far better shape than I ever was.
Working with Piazza on staging and coaching for his cameo is Philip Neal.
We want to make ballet fans out of sports fans, and I think the athleticism that's there is a natural fit.
Neal is a former dancer with the New York City Ballet, and he grew up watching Piazza play for the Mets. He says he's grateful for his help in spreading the word to sports fans.
I always want to get people through the door of the ballet, because once they walk through the door and they sit and the curtain goes up, they're shocked at how athletic it is. And they see the men lifting the ballerinas over their head and moving at the speed of the light and jumping and turning. And I think someone's preconception of what ballet might be different once the curtain goes up.
Piazza's upcoming stint will not be the first time the Miami City Ballet has combined ballet with sports. After the company's dancers traded their leotards for tank tops to support the Miami Heat's championship run last year, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade showed up to return the favor. The duo recently posed for a series of publicity shots with the principal dancers, sisters Jeanette and Patricia Delgado, for the team's ballet and basketball campaign. Artistic director Lourdes Lopez says teaming up the two Miami institutions just made sense from a marketing and artistic perspective.
When I look at basketball, and I used to love playing basketball as a kid here in Miami, those athletes, they're really graceful, because it's both dancers and basketball players. It's grace, it's timing, it's precision, it's, you know, grace under pressure, basically.
Basically, we actually rehearse 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, plus performances.
That's dancer Jan Trivedic, who will be on stage with Piazza during his cameo. Trivedic says sports stars can bring street cred to the largely misunderstood world of ballet.
They think ballet is kind of retro and not really fun, or there's no excitement, and they don't realize how much work there is, and that you just play around in tutus. It's not what it is. It's just a sport.
Piazza, who stopped playing in 2007 and still holds the record for most home runs by a catcher with 427, says he's already heard from some of his old colleagues in the clubhouse, and it's not always pretty.
Well, I mean, as a ball player, you're in a clubhouse, it's complete, blank breaking all the time. So there's no question. I've gotten already some emails and some tweets of people that are making fun of me already.
But Piazza says if he has to take a few good-natured insults along the way, it will be worth it to help his daughter and the ballet. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.